Welcome to Ever Beyond, 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 on Wolf Spirit Radio and everbeyond.info. Be prepared to leave your belief systems behind as we go beyond teachers, beyond gurus, beyond duality, ever beyond, beyond.
Doing great. Thank you for having me on tonight here, JP. Yes, indeed. Good.
That's what's going on. Hello, everybody. You heard me. They didn't. It's been a big blank of air. So, So okay. I always get that wrong. Okay. April 7th, 2013. This is Wolf Spirit Radio. This is Ever Beyond. And I am JP. And my guest tonight is Dale Benedum, fellow host of Dale After Dark on his own show on Wolf Spirit Radio. And Dale and I share a common kind of purpose in some ways, a common interest in that we both build crystal devices. So we're going to be talking about crystal devices. And I sincerely hope that Jack or Andrew turn up tonight so that we can add some more crystal device ideas. We've often had a lot of interference when we've been doing shows like this before. But tonight, fingers crossed, my CPU is working fine. The installation of Ubuntu is fine. IDJC is running tickety-boo. It's idling nicely. It's just cruising down the around the internet's superhighway at a speed of several decibels. So, Dale, good evening. How are you doing, my friend?
Man, you got to be a pro. You got to be working in Trister Radio, man. You're pretty good at this.
yeah, like leaving 14 minutes of dead air at the beginning of my show. That's really professional.
Yes, indeed it is. It's great to be on the show, JP. Always a wonder. I haven't spoke to you in a while, but hey, man, things are really changing in the world, aren't they?
Oh, my God, they
are.
So
we're going through a clearing,
a cleansing, so to speak.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm still waiting. I'm still waiting for the, you know, the whole thing, for the all the pieces to fall. Everything seems to be toppling. I'm not sure if it's actually going to fall or there's going to be something else that's going to be slipped in its way. You know, like the Pope might have gone, but maybe a worse Pope is going to come along, that sort of thing. You know, I'm staying neutrally optimistic about the whole thing and about, you know, things that are going down in general, that there certainly are changes and there certainly are financial changes that we've been talking about for years and years and years and saying, oh, it's coming soon, it's funny, you'll see the dollar collapse, you'll see people starting walking away from the dollar. And that's happening. That really is happening. The Chinese and the Russians and everybody and the Australians are saying, right, okay, let's forget about the dollar for petrol. And that's the big thing. That's the really big issue that's going on in the world. And all the other stuff is a smokescreen to hide the fact that America's losing its grip.
Yeah, who was the other country with
Who was the other country with the I that entered the BRICS? And now it's spelled B-R-I-I-C-S.
India, Indonesia, Italy. Yeah.
Indonesia, I think Indonesia, it was.
Yeah. Which is not one country, but hundreds of islands. You know, it's loads and loads and loads of people.
More the merrier.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, more. Indeed. So...
Yeah, I had an event that actually happened to me. I hurt my back 2 nights ago. And, let me tell you the whole story. I bought a $900, brand new $900 computer in HP. And, I mean, this has got the lights, bells, whistles, backlit keyboard. It's not the top of the line. It's not the cheapest. It's kind of like in the middle, right? But a middle class computer for a middle class kind of guy. Anyway,
it's got the one from the top.
Bloody Windows 8 on it, and I've had it for 2 weeks, and that system crashed.
Oh.
2 nights ago.
Oh,
I mean, it just flat out crashed. I was on the phone with HP tech support for about 4 hours.
We finally just decided, okay, let's reboot the operating system. So I did, and it came back. So what I did, I got on eBay, and I ordered a factory licensed Windows 7 Home Premium Edition 64-bit to put on it. I'm like, I'm not going to put anything on this computer. I'd shut down until I get that Windows 7, and I'm going to put that back. I'm going to install that on it because that version has already got the Service Pack 1 attached to it. So when I do install the Windows 7 on it, it should be up to date.
You know, I always like the Service Pack 1. That's always the best. Yep. It's always the best version is Service Pack 1 because they bring out an operating system and it's rubbish. And people moan a lot, and they write all the corrections to it, load it into a service pack, and then they start messing about with it again. And
well,
in between the bugs
worked out at that point.
Yeah, so they've got all the bugs out, but it's in between before they start quote innovating again. Now stop messing about. This works, you know.
Here in my chair, and I'm just really. I'm, you know how that fear
it's
comes
stressful.
Into play.
It's very stressful time.
Yeah, just unneeded stress.
Yeah.
Well, it manifested into my back, and I ended up popping a vertebrae out of place.
How's that for technical support?
Oh man, I was in so much pain that night, and I knew because I felt it when it slipped, and it was very pronounced. I'm like, oh no, I just slipped the vertebrae. So anyway, I got the healing rod out right away, and of course, you know, it's got to go through the pinched nerve. It's not an instant thing. It's what I did to my body at this size was pretty severe. I've had this happen on and off. This is not the first time this has happened, so I kind of know what I'm in store for. I just removed all fear and just said, you know what, I'm gonna put this healing rod to use, and I did. And I noticed the next morning, I was in a lot of pain because I hadn't used it while I was sleeping, but I lay there for like 2 hours in bed, and I put the healing rod underneath my back, between the mattress on my back, and I just I put the healing side down on the rod. Because one crystal's a healing and the other one's a magic. So I put the healing crystal side of the rod down around the area in the vertebrae that was damaged. And I laid there for 2 hours. And then as soon as I got up, I felt that vertebrae pop back into place. So it was getting up and getting vertical is when I felt that thing nudge back. And I'm like, oh. And then I felt that little surge of... like electricity go down the sciatic nerve of my right leg, and I thought, okay, it just tweaked itself back into place. So, but I'm sore. The muscles are already tweaked. I'm still going through the process. So I had you know, did a little bit of work, and I'm sitting in my chair, and I put the rod behind my back, and I put it between the seat back and my back. And I just worked there, and of course I get up, move around, and I had to go run a few errands and come back and use it. So today I get up, and not so much pain. It was more tenderness, if anything. So I'm here to tell you, by 5 o'clock Central Time, I have absolutely no pain. It is still somewhat tender back there, but it's only tender to the touch. It's not radiating any pain. And not only that, but I've been drinking green tea and drinking water, not tap water, drink water out of a bottle. You know, it's got to be better than tap water, so I got to go with what I know. And I've been drinking unsweetened green tea. Now, I have a jug that I keep by the bed because I wanted to see, you know, what it would do, you know, through the night. Because I do get up like a couple times a night to use the jug. And I wanted to see just how much of a difference this healing rod made. Well, brother, not only did it take care of the back problems, but I have this ongoing issue with my right kidney as well, and I have no issues going on with the kidney. Not only that, but the urine was almost a tea color. So it detoxed my kidneys while I was using it.
Well,
and I'm feeling good.
Well. You see, now, I'd like to talk about this in terms of chakras and the etheric body, because that's what the rays are about. And basically, you've had a sacral center clearing. You know, your sacral center and your solar plex, they carry the misuse of the past. You know, we've had a lot of issues with idealism and sexuality. And you know, that's what those two chakras are about. And so by clearing that, you're doing your part to clear out the problems of idealism and sexuality. So, I mean, that's things like the sex magic of bloodlines, the way that bloodlines interbreed in themselves, inbreed. That's sex magic. And idealism is like, you know, the whole following of certain belief systems. So that's what those two chakras are about, and so these are the thoughts that are coming through my mind when you're talking about this, because interestingly enough, my guest who is going to be on tonight, Rita Reyes, she has a sick mother at the moment, and she's had to go and look after her. So we'll be asking for prayers for her in the healing show later, but I spoke to you and started speaking to you about an hour ago and asking if you'd like to come on, and that was great. And as soon as I started connecting you, my back started to hurt, and I haven't had a back problem for a long, long time. And I've been digging the garden this week without any problems with my back at all, you know. And I've had back problems since I was 20, you know, really, really long time. And so it's very interesting that, you know, going through this process. I hope I kind of nailed it before it goes out, but it is a cleansing and a clearing. So if you do feel your back hurting when you're listening to this show, or if you're listening to the archive, it's a cleansing. Allow it to pass. If you've got any pain, just lie down on the floor and let your body sink into the ground and just allow it to become liquid and lay in a pool of your own self for a while. And if you feel that you can't, if it hurts that much, just breathe into that point where your spine joins your pelvis. That's called the sacral center. And if you focus on that and breathe and push your kind of energy of when you're breathing and into that place, that will help to clear it. Also, the thing that is called the piriformis release, which was a wonderful little thing that I was shown a few years ago, Because as I said, I've always had back problems. They very easily slip out. And it's basically you lift your knee up. You're laying on the floor and you lift your knee up to your body and roll it side to side. Anybody who's been to an osteopath will have this done to them, but you can do it to yourself. You can just you relax your hip and pull your knee from side to side when it's pulled up, and you'll actually feel it kind of going crunch, 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 crunch as it goes through these blocks. And that, if you do that with both legs, that will release the muscle called the piriformis, which is the one that hurts and the one that presses on the nerve when it hurts. It will just help everything pop back into place. That's a little back-saving tip there. So I hope everybody's backs are all right while they listen to us. But it's a clearing. Thank you very much, Joey. Bless your heart. So, you've got these crystal healing rods. I want to direct people to the Lemurian Crystal Headbands.com. I placed the link into the chat room there. Lots of people have joined since, so I'll just paste it in there again. If you go there, you can go to the ordering page and look down and click on the picture of the healing rod, and you'll see this magnificent thing. It looks lovely. You've done some molding. Is that molding that you've got at the top there? What have you done that with? Is that wire, twisted wire?
What you're seeing is one that's been completed, and then you're seeing the components that make up the rod. You see the copper pipe, and then you see the little tumbled small crystal that go into the pipe, and then it's capped with the double terminated quartz crystals there, and then I wrap it with a decorative banding, gold, what they call gold metal or gold leaf fabric, and I spiral that down, and then I dress it up with some fabric at the ends and then gold rope at the tips.
Oh, it's fabric. All right, it's what they call it, piping for decorative jackets, like a military jacket.
Yeah,
and that is actually gold, gold thread.
Well, I don't know if it's gold thread, but it's got a metallicness to it.
Yeah,
it's not that expensive it is a little bit more pricier because of the
No, most of the time.
Of it, but it's like a foil, but it's got the gold. Yeah. I don't know the process they used.
Electroplated. Dale, is most of the time, if you've got something that appears to be gold, they used to have them on the Yarmulkes that I used to wear. But things that have gold thread actually is gold thread. It's like a very fine strip of gold inside the thing. So,
I have priced it actual gold thread, and it's not very cost efficient.
Oh.
So I'm experimenting with other fabrics right now to kind of tone down some of the gold in there, because it's, I've got the gold, the same thing in the Egyptian key code that wraps at the end of it. And I thought, maybe I need to put some. So I've got another spool of another type of woven rope that's more like a ribbon that I'm going to start using and see how that works. And I might just switch over to that because I can get a lot more of it.
Yeah.
And I have my different suppliers here in town. It's a well-known supply store, so I want to stick with what I can get that's readily available, and I can also order it online too. But I've found that it's all about experimenting with different things, and I've had a few people say, "Hey, can you make one without that all that gold on it?" I'm like, "Yeah, I can," and I'm in the process of making a few here and seeing how well, and make a, you know, have a, maybe another cart added to the website to see if people would like to have that. And if it's a success, then I'll, you know, I'll have two options there.
My first suggestion is you make a rainbow one. that has a rainbow. I mean, because, you know, I'm not kidding about the rainbow, because it represents all the chakras and all of that stuff.
I hear you.
Yeah. And if there's a way of bringing that color into the metal vibration, you see, somebody made me a wand, a wonderful lady called Cosmic Mind. She made me an organite wand, which is very similar to what you've got here, except instead of having the rod in the middle, it's you can see through it, it's clear, and it's got all different kinds of crystals in it, and they're all different colors. And so I regard it, it's like a sonic, to me this is like my sonic screwdriver, because I can spin it round and press on a particular colour, and I know that squeezing at that point will produce a slight charge, which will then be amplified by the already squeezed crystals at the end. So, you know, it's quite a similar idea to what you've got here, that you've got the compressed crystals at the ends and crystals in the middle. But it's made of resin instead of copper tubing. But you could also have layers of copper, and then maybe leather, and then more copper, and then you wrap it with your final wrapping. But that'll make an organ accumulator.
The leather was, you know, I've actually had a lot of talks with Zaray about this, and. You know, I ask him, I says,
listen, the leather is just, it's another form of bondage. And I says, that just doesn't feel right. And he goes, yeah, you're right. It doesn't. He goes, go with something that is, you know, vegan. So what I'm using right now is neoprene that goes around it, but it's, and that is done also for what he has said is for insulation, because the healers that are really good at what they do, he says, even himself, he goes, you want to wrap this because it's going to get warm, and you put that insulation around it. So I did it, and the first one I made, I sent it to him. He goes, yeah, this is definitely working. Keep this neoprene around it, because. Even though it's a manufactured processed element, it's still
it's organic.
Has a neutrality to it.
Yeah, it is an organic material, because it's like based on rubber and plastic, which is, you know, it's all organic. So you could even do another. You could do a layer of copper foil around the neoprene, and then another layer of neoprene, and that would attract more charge from your hand, because it becomes an organ accumulator.
You know what? These things are very well charged as is. Another thing, he says, keep it simple. The design of this was really, it was a joint venture I did with him and creating this, and he wants to keep it simple. I've already been through this with him as far as, well, how about this and how about that? And he goes, the more simple you keep it, the more organic the feel and the touch. The more you add to it, the more it's going to be. And quite frankly, I've got so many hours into these, making them right now. Adding any more to it is going to add more time, which is, you know, it's going to add more to the price of the rods. Mm-hmm. And when I make these, as I'm making them, I make 10 at a time. I fulfill 10 orders at a time, because the process in going to glue, you know, the steps I do to create them is somewhat time consuming, because the adhesive has to have time. It has to have 24 hours to cure totally. So it's better to do 10 than it is one, because of the time constraints. And it's just, I'm able to assemble them quicker doing 10 at a time. So I spend just as much time putting the dressing on them and decorating them as I do putting the hardware together itself. And it's a 5-day process for me from start to finish. Now, what I do is
when I do get the stock pipe, I do have a pipe cutter. It's a real cheap device. It's it trims the pipe to length, and I do have those all ready to go.
Is that the kind that kind of snaps on?
No, it's like a C clamp, but it's got the cutting wheel in one end and rollers on the other.
All right.
And as you take it around, you give it a turn.
Yeah,
getcha. On the spindle, and that's what it kind of squeezes it in a very precise way.
Yeah, I've got a for cutting the smaller pipes that I use for the pyramids. I've got it's a marvelous thing if you can get one, mm-hmm. And it's like a ring with a segment that kind of hinges outwards so that you can snap it onto the pipe. It's exactly the same center as the pipe. It's like a donut shape, and it snaps onto it, and you just turn it about three times.
Oh, well, yeah, I've got one of those too.
Yeah,
they're already set. Like I got one that's a 3/4 inch.
Yeah, that's right.
One of those. Yeah, it's like a donut.
Yeah.
Then I've got another one that's a little bit more of a precision. It's I can use different size pipes on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I know the C clamp one. So anyway. Cutting pipes here on this Wolf Spirit Radio.
I mean, I've noticed I've had to use different size pipes because these crystals that I receive, they're not uniformly the same size, and I get some that are, you know, so much smaller that they just would not look right in a 3/4 inch pipe. So I have a 1/2 inch and 3/4 inch pipe, but as I'm making the one that's the smaller one, I have noticed they're a little bit more potent than the bigger one. So the size has no bearing on, and it takes the same amount of time to make the smaller ones as it does to make the big ones. But I've noticed that with the smaller pipe, they're just a little bit more potent. Not much, but I've noticed a difference. So it's like, whoa. Size does not matter in this realm,
as it doesn't in many other realms too.
Yeah, it's all about how you use it.
Exactly, and the the amount of energy that's moving through it.
There you go.
So
we're talking sexual innuendos about the
day. Said anything about sexual innuendos? I was talking about motorcycles, weren't you? Meanwhile,
okay, JP.
meanwhile, it's good to see you all here tonight. I'm talking with Dale Benedum of Dale After Dark on Wolf Spirit Radio, which is a listener supported radio station. Do give generously, or give meanly. Give, I don't care how you give, just give. I don't mind. Keep Dave afloat. We're bringing more people in. If you're interested in becoming a producer, that is somebody who messes about with the kind of technical things and connects computers together and uses Skype and stuff. If you've got any kind of abilities with that, please contact myself, JP at everbeyond.info, and you can come along and join the Wolf Spirit team. We get paid absolutely nothing for it, but you do get your name on archives, and people do watch them and listen to them. You can have your own YouTube channel. It's almost like being famous. Meanwhile, here we are. We're talking about crystals with Dale Benedum, and we're talking about crystal headbands, which is one of his products, I make these things called etheric weavers, which you can see on my site, everbeyond.info. You can see Dale's products at www.lemurian-crystal-headbands.com. You need a short...
seven headbands right now as we speak.
Working on seven headbands. He's high on that glue. What glue do you use?
Well, I'm using... I'm testing a new glue. It's called Amazing Goop. crap.
Amazing,
stuff.
Too.
I'm trying to get less toxic stuff because of the amount of fumes that I'm having to endure. And the other glue I was using, I was reading the back of it one day, and it says, may be considered a cancer-causing agent. And I'm like, what? Oh, I gotta stop using this stuff. So I'm going to experiment with a new adhesive here and see how that works well for the coins and the crystals on the headbands and healing rods.
May cause your eyebrows to fall out.
Man, our world's toxic enough. I don't need to be adding to it. That's for sure.
So that's brilliant. Oh, there's the fire going. So I got the... I've got both stoves running tonight, and because it's freezing outside, we got snow again.
We got some months over here now.
You've got so much sun. You're 80 degrees. Okay. So, looking at your page here, and looking at the headband, the healing rod, and the healing rod seems to have really kind of taken on a life of its own. It does look very kind of grand with the. With the piping at the end of it, when you pick this thing up, what does it feel like? How heavy is it? Is it like
one and a half pounds U.S. pounds? 1.5 U.S. pounds.
So it's about 23 ounces. Yeah,
that's for the larger one, and about a pound and a quarter for the smaller one. Not much.
Okay, so about as much a weight as a kind of glass of Coca-Cola from McDonald's or something.
A little bit more.
Yeah.
A little bit more than that. Let's see. Let me think. If you were to put... three of those, like the plastic bottles, 32 ounce.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess you would. Yeah, I guess it would be about that. All I know is when I see the. Let's see. It's one pound 5 ounces on the scale once it's in the tube.
Yeah.
So yeah, you're looking around 1 pound. Two, maybe 3 ounces.
Yeah, I'm just kind of getting an idea of the feel of it, you see. So when you pick it up in your hand, do you feel the crystals inside it, or are they packed really tightly? They don't rattle around?
Well, some of them are. I do tap it to settle the crystals. So when some of these do, you'll get a slight, you'll hear it rattle, a slight rattle in some, and some are packed pretty good where you won't. So... I'm going to say it's a 50-50 shot, because I have shook them, and some I do hear it, some I don't. But I'm sure the more the people use them, they'll probably relax more down in there. But the idea is to keep them packed tight.
Yeah.
And even if they are a little bit loose, you're still getting it. We had a conference call with Billy Faye, who is Zareya. As for those of you that may know.
Who is the designer of these things?
Right, and he comes from Hollow Earth. And he's been up here for quite a while, he's been up here on the surface now for 62 years, but the last couple of years he's been telling the folks all the information about Hollow Earth, and that these products, the headbands, the healing rods, and there's another device out there yet to come out yet, but I'm just so covered up with orders right now that I'm going to wait a little while until, and we may get to a point where we won't even need them here very soon. So, as it stands right now, I'm going to stick with the three products. That's the two headbands, the two different type of headbands, and the healing rod. And these are devices that they used on the planet Mu that was brought here when they migrated into our Hollow Earth. Into the hollow cavity of the earth. And this is ancient Lemurian technology, and even some of this is bled over from Atlantean times. So it's a combination, a little bit of even Egyptian. They used some of these devices too back in the Egyptian days. And Lemuria is much older than Egyptian. So it's... I've put a little flair of Egyptian in there, but the intent and the design is Lumerian, and this is something that has been used by the priest what you would call them as priests. I know they go by different names, but those that, you know, it's just think of it like, I don't know, think of it like having a microwave oven. Everyone's got one. You know, it's just a part of, just a part of your possession, so to speak, down there. And yeah, so we're in, but see, it's not just a decorative piece. It's, it has energy that can be manifested and used. And the best way people, you know, I get a lot of people commenting and want to know about how to use these. And I've done one show with Andrew, and there's a plethora of other shows on hollowearthnetwork.com where, they're, you know, if you look under the tab, recorded calls, you'll hear, Zoraya talk about how to use them, and his father Zora, who manifests through his son. Zora is the Hollow Earth inhabitant that is connected to his son Zoraya here on the surface. And Zoraya, that is his Hollow Earth name, which he's now using again, but he was also known as Colonel Billy Fay Woodard, you know, through his life here on the surface. So this is technology that I didn't know and didn't get acquainted with until I moved up to Colorado and met Billy, now Zoraya, and he said, hey, you know what, I'll pay you so much to help me out, get these orders caught up, at the time that he was making them, and eventually he liked my work so much, he said, hey, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you make a living off of it, because I've got other things I've got to do. And I'm like, okay, great, this is great, wonderful. So I've taken another step further and kind of tweaked it a little bit more, and now it's got a Velcro strap on the back. And so it's one size fits all, and it's very comfortable. I put, instead of leather, I put foam neoprene on the back side of the headbands, and it's got a very comfortable fit. So they, you know, I've done a lot of my own research and development myself, and trial and error, and man, I got a product now I'm sticking with.
Yeah, well, it's very comfortable, as you say. It does sometimes slip down, but on my eyebrows, just a little bit too loose. But that's, I can adjust that. What's that?
That's why I use the size of the crystals that I use, because the weight of the silver coin and the size of the crystal you use. That's why I'm using what they call a polished double terminated clear quartz crystal. Mm. So that's the element you must use, but that size of crystal keeps the weight down, but it's still just as powerful as putting a bigger one up there.
Yes.
Yeah. It's,
well,
but with you, I sent it to you because you're so much into the crystals, I thought that you would have a
perfect, yeah. I have a natural Lemurian double terminated crystal that just fits in there perfectly. It's just exactly the right size, and still has, you know, because when they polish them, if it was a Lemurian crystal, Lemurian crystals, the ones they have ridges down the side of them. Like if you were to run your thumbnail along these ridges, you would hear a sound, you know, a sort of sound. Mm-hmm. So I've got one of those in there. So I've got the Lemurian crystal with the Lemurian headband. So it's right. It's really kicking, and it really does. If I've got any kind of situation where I'm feeling that I'm not kind of, that I'm kind of losing control a little bit of it, then I can whap this headband on, and I'm focused again.
Yeah.
And you know, I tend to leave it on for a while, just to keep it all held together. But it's great, because it really does, it you can feel it on your third eye point, so it brings your attention to it. So it's very easy to do meditations where you're always having to bring your attention back to that third eye center. So
do what you're already doing now with activating your third eye, and when you slip this on, it turbocharges everything.
Yeah,
there is no magic to this. It's just using your intentions. I put it to you this way. It's like getting back into the sandbox or the dirt pile when you was a kid. you use your active imagination when you're playing. You create just out of the sheer enjoyment of creating dream time in the waking world as a kid. Well, put yourself in that place behind this headband and healing rod. There's no right or wrong way. It's just use it, create whatever it is you intend to see manifest. And healing, communication, the headbands are also a communication device. If you're tuned in and you already have your clairs tweaked, your clair video, clair audio, clair essence, this will enhance it pretty much. And wow, yeah, it's I'm at the place now where I'm wearing it less because working with these crystals all the time has just been my it has been my source to source. The headbands, when I do wear them, it's to kind of declutter the third dimensional reality. I mean, come on, we all still slip into it from time to time, and when I need to get back to neutrality, I slip the headband on and just say, okay, I'm intending for, I'm going to use this headband, allow this headband to allow the energies to come in and clean out the fear and the ego. And it doesn't take long, and I'm already feeling it. It usually starts with the pressure in the third eye outwards, not inwards. And then it kind of radiates down to the back of my head, down my spine. And then now I'm starting to use the intentions of connecting to the heart source. So I get a warming sensation, a physical warming sensation right there at my chest where the heart's at, all by using the headband. And wow, I picked up the healing rod while I was wearing the headband, and I tell you, I felt like I was about ready to lift off like Neo in the movie The Matrix when he left the telephone booth and went flying in the air. I'm like, oh man, I wish I could fly.
I believe I can fly.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, here we go, man. I'm flying.
So, yeah. So this is interesting because one of the areas that I work on are the crystal pendants, which are designed to go over the heart. So maybe I should send you one of mine, and that would give you the three, and we can help you focus on your soul, your higher self, and your energy output hand. So anyway, good stuff. So you've used this on yourself, you've sold a few to healers. Are you getting testimonials back and
yes,
stories? Do you want to roll a few stories by us?
Yeah, I've got a couple of there. I think it's on the headband or on the website now under testimonials.
Well, what about one that's not there?
I'll update some more. Well, I got a woman named Peg, and she had a chihuahua that just passed. She called me up one night. She goes, oh, my God, I took my chihuahua to the vet, and they gave him a shot of steroids. And immediately I said, oh, shit. Because the steroids were to be used to, it was supposed to, whatever the illness that the dog was suffering from, it metastasized into the lungs, and she had all these spots in the lungs. So the steroids was to do that, was to remove that or aid in that. Well, what I got from that was that the dog realized that this would be what it would do to transition from life into the next. So she called me up when all this was going down, and I said, well, do you have the healing rod there? She goes, yes. What do I do? How do I use it? I'm like, well, ask the dog. Let the dog know that what this is a healing device, and it's, you know, and wand this over her, and then I would point the healing end down and kind of just
use circular motions around her lungs, you know, where her lungs would be, and see what she does, see how she reacts. If she's starting to pull away, then it's too much for her, but just lay the healing rod down on the floor and see if she'll lay next to it. And she said she did. So the next, I don't know, was the next day or two, the dog passed. And I said, I was kind of wondering if that was a sign that she was ready to go. So then the message came through that what she did was, the dog had already made its mind up it was going to transition. And all she did was assist it along a little bit faster than the dog, you know, laying in pain. And I told her that. I said, well, when the message I'm getting is you assisted her in transitioning a lot faster without lingering in pain, because the dog was laboring to breathe.
Yeah.
And she was crying, of course, and whatnot. And I said, look, you know what? You did a service. A lot of this has to do with the person when you're working on them. If they don't have the will to live, that could manifest. So there's no negative or positive. Again, these devices aren't meant to hurt. They're not a toy. They're a tool. And it has a lot to do with the person that you're working on, including yourself. If a person has given up and doesn't live, this healing rod is going to grant their wish. And it may give them temporary ease of suffering that may be needed for them to transition more successfully. But if a person has the will, you know, let's just say if it's a minor sprain. Another testimony. I don't want to make this about me. A gentleman went to pick it up at the post office because I do a pretty good job packing these things up, and I also send them with a signature required, so that way no one is going to get it but them. So he had to go to the post office to pick it up, and when he did, he noticed that before he even took it out of the tube, out of the packing, that he could literally feel the energy pulsing from it. And the guy that gave it to him there behind the counter, the postal employee, was suffering with back aches or pains or whatever, and this gentleman knew about it, so he took it out of the wrapper right there in the post office and knew instinctively how to use it and started wanding this over the gentleman's head and down his spine and over his shoulder blades. And I don't know how long it took, but I'm guessing maybe about 10, 15 minutes worth. And he noticed a significant change within his body. So, again, you know, it's an instrument. It's a tool, but it's a really cool looking piece of tool. You know, yeah, I could have done this just plain copper and it would have looked kind of raw and rough. And I decided, hey, with the time I'm putting into making these, spend a little extra time to make it look pretty nice. And you got a nice conversation piece to lay it on the coffee table or the mantle. And it's ancient technology. This is something that was around thousands of years ago. And we're being reintroduced to this, and I'm just privileged enough and happy and joyful to be making them, because as I'm making them, I'm receiving the healing.
Yeah.
And there's times I got to lay down and take a nap just to let my body digest all this energy.
That's right. And you're getting downloads from it, and you're learning about crystals, and they're teaching you all the stuff about them. And it's a marvelous relationship. I can sense that.
Well, yes. Message-wise, it happened about 2 weeks ago. I got a real strong impulse to move to Sedona. So I've been sitting on this for a couple of weeks. And then every day now, it's when I wake up, it's like I'm getting a little bit more piece of the puzzle. So what I've been given up to date so far is that there's something that I'm supposed to either learn, pick up, or receive in Sedona. And it may take a week or two, but I'm not going to be there that long. And then once I get whatever I'm supposed to get there at Sedona,
Then I'm moving up to Mount Shasta, California for the summer. And it has been shared with me that there's a very good chance that I am to meet some Talosians.
Now,
that exists beneath Mount Shasta.
That would be very interesting. Now, would you like to explain to our audience all about Telos that you know of? I've heard some other things, but I mean, you're closer to the nearest thing that we've got to a true Lemurian with memory than most people, because you've spoken a lot with Zaraya. So tell us about Telos.
If you have a mountain range, I don't care if it's the Swiss Alps, Smoky Mountains, the Rocky Mountains, mountains in your terrain, wherever, whatever country you're in, if you've got a mountain, you've got a ancient civilization living beneath it. Mountains in and of themselves have enormous amount of wealth of minerals, water, pure, pristine water. And a lot of these are outlets and entrances into the inner earth cavernous cities, as well as hollow earth, the tunneling systems. Talos is just one of those. As a matter of fact, it's from the knowledge that I have so far, Talos is the one that's closest to the surface. It's about a mile beneath the surface. It's not that deep. There's a lot of what we call UFO, activity, but as we all know, they're IFOs, identified flying objects. Talos is the other many mountainous underground cavernous cities are space portals. They can literally change the vibration frequency of these ships and move through the material mass of the mountain into these cavernous cities. We also are seeing this happen within the sun. The sun itself is a planet. It is not a burning fireball. That is what the shining ones up there are doing to keep us away, because we are a third dimensional reality and they're existing in a much higher vibration. So they have literally created an entire holodeck or holofield with all of the elements that goes with being a hot burning sun, you know, as a holodeck. So that's why we're starting to pick up on seeing ships with these satellites, with the SOHO satellites coming in and out and absorbing energies or releasing energies, you know, into the sun. There is matter, there is something to it, but you know, that's another subject. But within Talos, there is a excuse me. The city Talos is a haven that was hollowed out and used after the continent of Lumeria sunk. This was back during the time of the wars with Lumeria in Atlantis. And when the dust settled and they went, oh crap, we just sunk our two continents, there was a fight for survival, because they pretty much done themselves in. There was a loss of life on a major level. All right, so they did come to a truce. So the survivors of that area, that of the Atlanteans that had been there in that area fighting and had survived, they had made, you know, they had made an agreement, and to what extent I've heard rumors that they do have some Atlanteans that are still in prisons down there, and I find that hard to believe, but I don't know. I can't say for sure. So I feel that what I feel inside is that the truce did indeed take place, and they decided to develop one community. They started off with, I think, 100,000, and they're now into well over I think a few million now, populace down there. There is a spiritual leader. His name is Adama. And coincidentally, here's another one of those aha moments. Remember the TV show Battlestar Galactica?
With the gentleman, we're talking about the one back in the 70s and 80s.
Well, the planet was an orange that I died.
Yeah, but the spiritual leader, the commander of the Battlestar fleet, his name was Adama as well.
Well, I read last week that Battlestar Galactica is more or less the Mormon creation myth.
I don't know. I've never heard that before, but who knows? I can't.
I mean, everybody's got a bit of the truth. There's got to be a bit of a truth for it to resonate with people and to feel the stuff, you know. But anyway, so there in Talos is Adama, who's the kind of priest king. What's the sort of what's the vibe there? You know, can you wear long hair? Is it cool? Is it a cool place or is it an uptight place?
These guys stand about anywhere from 7 feet to 9 feet tall, and the women are a little bit smaller. They're about 7 feet, 8 feet tall. Very beautiful looking, very form-fitting, very natural. They are starting to appear and emerge. Adama has been spotted in town by the locals that have already been doing the work on themselves to raise their own personal vibrations. And it's not that hard, folks. There's not a whole lot of work. It's just it's an understanding that you are not alone. You're not a part of, the cabal. You're not a part of the world. You're just having to live in it. But if you have a propensity to be very comfortable living in nature, or you yearn to live in nature, you may be vegetarian, but you don't necessarily have to be. You just know that you're a part of a bigger plan of other things and realities that you're yearning to learn about more. And when you emanate that love within each and every one of us, a lot of us, the compassion has been drilled out of us. But if you have a compassion for your fellow human and aid in their upliftment or their enlightenment, and yours as well, you're going to reach a point where you very well may be contacted. You don't have to go to these places, but the odds are when you do go to these places, you're more, the percentage is raised for you to meet one of these. So I knew about this 3 years ago, and I've been on a steady life trek of mine to get that point. So it's taken me this long for myself to get to this point where now I have the dollars to travel to put gas in the RV to go up there and to do my work. And just, I don't have all the answers. All I know is I go with my gut instinct and the voices that do come through in the thought form mats that I'm able to decipher to know what are my thoughts and what aren't. And I'm feeling and I'm getting the sense that they're directing me to Sedona, then on to Mount Shasta for a possible contact. And that's great. I would love nothing more than to visit into Talos and come back up and have a lot more to share with everybody. Because this is where we're at and what we need to hear. We need to get the evidence. We need to start producing it. And it's going to come out. It's already starting to happen.
So, you could well be the future Talosian ambassador to Wolf Spirit Radio, or at least the Talosian correspondent. And now, from the Hall of Mr. Dale Bell. Anyway, listen, it's time for a break, Dale. In honor of your friend who was called Peg, I'm going to play a Steely Dan track that is also called Peg.
Alright.
There we go.
This is Wolf Spirit Radio.
This is Ever Beyond with JP.
Hello, JP.
Oh, yes. And the mic's on. Good. Well, welcome back to slightly earlier than imagined. All right, so anyway, good evening. This is Wolf Spirit Radio. This is Ever Beyond, and I was just getting a cup of tea. So, I am speaking with Dale Benedum of LemurianCrystalHeadBrands.com, HollowEarthNetwork.com, and WolfSpiritRadio.com, and also Dale After Dark on BlogTalkRadio.com.
How about .com.com?
And also .com. Apparently there is a woman who is called .com. Really is.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Anyway, this is a distraction, I think, anybody. You can look it up. Her name is really .com. I think, yeah. Anyway. Meanwhile, we were talking.
We got some chat room stuff here. We got some questions.
Okay. Okay.
Hulk 33 says, okay, so Hollow Earth is on a different frequency than 3D, right? Yes, it is. It exists in a three-dimensional reality or field, and is 5D the dimension of living in the heart? Well, yeah. How about the total connectedness of one? You're totally connected to all the elements, plant life, earth life, air, the ether, everything. You have direct connection, communication. It's the trip that no drug can give you, man. Let me tell you. Yeah. I have been into Hollow Earth astrally and in dream time. And when you work with these headbands, when you wear these headbands, and even the crystal healing rods, things start happening within you. You start breaking down the matrix. I call it the matrix, just like the movie The Matrix. Things start to happen, and you really don't have to give much attention to it. Just allow it to happen, because it's a part of you. It's a part of us that we all have been before, but we're waking back up to it. It's like we all took the dive down into forgetfulness and see how far we could separate ourselves from Source. Not God. God and Source. God is the God of man. It's the God that created all this in the likeness of man. So it's not the God of man. This is Source energy. It's like in the movie The Force, Star Wars, may the Force be with you. This is the Force, or Mother Nature. Mother Nature and the Force work hand in hand. Source is the essence of everything in the universe. Mother Nature is the source of everything on the planet. Okay? So maybe that'll help. So yes, Hollow Earth and Inner Earth dwellings. Inner Earth and Talos. Talos is considered an Inner Earth dwelling. They have the ability to change their frequencies to exist from 5D up here into 3D. Our vibrations right now are at a higher fourth dimensional reality, and we're getting like it's a scale. We're somewhere in the middle of 4D right now, which took place back in, I think it was January of 2006 is when we shifted into 4D. So this is coming. This is not my words. This is coming from Zareya. And he spoke about this back over a year ago. So what we're feeling, and a lot of us are feeling the aches and pains, because we're feeling and we're attaching, for those of us that are making and deciding to do the labor and do the work as light workers, because our bodies are made up of the same chemistry of Mother Earth, we are also connected spiritually to her. So when she's groaning and aching and paining, so are we. And we're feeling the ascension or the higher vibrational symptoms that goes with it. Just allow it to pass through you.
be the chessboard, not the pieces on the chessboard. Be that neutral position in all of this. And you'll get a better sense of how this is working. Now listen, I don't have all the answers. I'm learning as I go too. I'm no master of anything. I'm just the things that I've learned, the things that I now know versus beliefs are coming to the surface. So that's that time to share. I'm not the only guy doing this. You know, Billy Fay Woodard, otherwise known as Zaraya now, in his twin flame Quasar. They're living in Chicago right now. They will be in Washington, D.C., leading up to April 22nd. There is a huge thing on the horizon happening right now. Dr. Stephen Greer has made a film, and I don't know if a lot of you have followed him, but he has made a film that is going to debut Friday, April 22nd in Los Angeles at one or two movie theaters, and the name of the movie is called Sirius. You can find this on the internet, and he's got a load of snippets from the movie on YouTube. Just type in Sirius, the movie, and you'll see him. Well, in this is evidence, tangible evidence of people coming forward that have been working. We've even got some senators. He's got some senators and congressmen involved in this. Now, the following week, there's going to be a National Press Club conference in Washington, D.C., 7 days later on the 29th. So there's like a week or two there. There's a lot of activity going on in Washington, D.C., and in my humble opinion, from what I'm sensing and what I'm seeing, this is a disclosure that we're waiting on. I could be wrong, but listen, folks, this is up for your own discernment, all right? I feel that what Dr. Stephen Greer has done, and you'll hear him talk in this movie, is, I think it is the proverbial disclosure with the big D that we've been waiting on, and it's going to wake a lot of people up that are just walking around and zombified, you know, that just want to go see something different, and they're going to be sitting there watching this going, oh my God, it really is real. I haven't seen the movie yet, but from what I'm getting from the snippets, what I have seen, this is going to be big. And Colonel Billy Fay Woodard, otherwise known as Zaraya from Hollow Earth, he's going to be up there. Whether or not he's going to be a speaker, I don't know, but we'll see. We'll see. I really think that we're amping things up here. I've just gotten an email from Susie Starr today that she doesn't know whether or not this email is legit or not, but I think it, let me see if I can find it. There are quotes. Yeah, here it is right here. I'll read a little bit into this. Reports coming in. Texas and New Orleans courts shutting down. Goes on to say that people showed up to courts and these courts are closed. Their governments are starting to shut down, and there are, I can only assume. Well, this is here. Also, I live in this hotel with government officials staying here from some supposed graduation preparing to happen with the FBI, the Secret Service, the state troopers, and the police and the military. We can all hear each other from our hotel rooms. I overheard them talking about how the war is over, how there will not be another war. We have entered into a time of peace. How he cannot give orders because he does not know how to go forward. This is all huge. Wow. And the media is not speaking a word. So this very well could be, you know, some more evidence leading up to the end of the month. There have been others out here that have been speaking about the event. Cobra's been speaking about the event.
Andrew's been talking about the event.
Who?
Andrew Bartis on the station.
Okay, well, there we go. Yeah.
And he says, you know, he said that there was an audit last month end of last month, and they've been found wanting, and that they're being taken out and replaced by good guys. That's what Andrew's news is, so this is sounding like a very interesting little corollary. Like I said, you know, I'm just hoping that we're not going to have, like, a great big period of optimism, and then suddenly the rug is going to be pulled out from under our feet by the Fourth Reich, saying, hello, here's Johnny, you know.
I've had a gut instinct that served me well most of my life. It's kept me out of deep trouble. I can honestly say I've never been arrested, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, that's pretty odd in this kind of world, especially in this country right now, because there has been so much turmoil created to create a new Nazi state here in America. And I have always listened to my gut. And I started feeling this back, the message I received back in August of last year was about the lead up to December 21st of, you know, 2012. And the voices that I was, the messages that I was getting was, when it goes down, it'll be done in a very loving, gentle way that will not promote fear. I'm like, yeah, okay, I can get on that. I agree 100% with that. So, there you go. You know, take it for what it's worth. If it feels right within you, great. If it doesn't, hey, it doesn't mean it's no right or wrong. It just means that maybe you don't have enough information yet to make a decision as to what you're feeling. So that's something else I had to go through, because ego has got attachments to everything. We have been so indoctrinated in the belief systems, it's no wonder why it's taken us this long to find our way back to source. And as we start shedding the ego and allowing the meditations to create the end of the distortions, we start realizing our belief systems start falling apart. And that's what we're starting to see manifest now in society. We got court systems here in Texas, of all places, oil country, oil and cattle country. Man, this is the bastion of legality here. You know, and I'm smack dab middle of it, right in the middle of Texas. Wow, you got courts shutting down in Texas? That's big. And New Orleans, as corrupt as a town that's always been, they're folding up doors too? Wow. Okay, here we go, folks. Put on your bootstraps, because, wow, man. Things are starting to happen.
Buckle up, Dorothy, because Kansas is going bye-bye. So,
yeah, something else I've been wanting to
go on. Vent, go on.
We've heard through our different sources that it's we're the ones that are going to have to clean up our own planet. Well, okay, fine. That's all fine and dandy. They're not going to do it for us. Well, fine. Okay. So I've been putting the messages out there. Well, if you want us to clean up our planet, how about giving us the devices, the technology that you all possess up there, and give us a little help here? I'll do the work. Give me the training and the hardware to do it. Well, I kind of think that maybe they're starting to put this together, and this is the reason why they may be wanting me to come to Sedona. As we've been told, I've been keeping my ear to the ground and keeping on the back burner, but it's been said that Sedona, Arizona would be the first place where the first city of light would appear. Now, these cities of light are going to be appearing all over the world. All over. And they said that the first one would take place in Sedona. So am I going there to see the first city of light appear for all? I don't know. I'd like to think it will happen. So let's see what happens. You know, I'm open. It's time. Man, it's time to get out of this matrix. We've done it. Show's over. Roll credits. Let's start the next stage of human evolution, man. You know, everybody wants to know when they're going to get their money, when they're going to get their payout. You know, I'm at the point where it's like, screw money, man. I mean, if I could manifest things myself, what do you need money for?
Exactly, exactly.
They got gold nuggets that literally, I'm not kidding you, man, they're like stones down there on the surface in hollow earth. They kick them around like we kick stones around up here. Gold nuggets, I mean, some of them are, you know, pretty good size. But they're also larger size down there because the gravity is different down there, so everything is much larger. You know, so what we would kick as a pebble would be something along the side, I don't know, like a croquet ball. You know? And they don't put any value of it. It's just a natural element that is a part of the earth that they recognize, and it's, you know, that's why there's been such a quarantine, because we had to live what we had to live through here because of our own choice, but we also, at some point, the other side, the other aspect, the ones, the controllers, the trustees of the planet, were playing along in this drama, too, as to playing the dark side. Everyone has been playing a part of the drama show on Earth. But what has happened, the dark side got a little greedy. They said, we're not ready to end this show yet. We're gonna make sequel 1, 2, 3, and 4 that's lasted over 2, 3, 4,000 million years. So we've been around a long time. We've been through many Earth ages. We've been trapped because the dark ones, they didn't want to give it up because they realized they could create a society of control. Well, they played it well into the now, and now Source has stepped up and said, you're not observing balance, so therefore I am going to instill balance. And the control mechanisms on Earth is finally coming to its end. And we are going to where our free will is going to be observed in ways that's even going to, even me, I'm still going to be wooed. I have seen enough to know that it is coming, because the astral trip and the dream time dream in Hollow Earth and some of these cavern cities, there's even one below the Grand Tetons. They're there, and they are prepping for us. They're not prepping for war, folks. They're really not. They're just as excited to reunite with us as we are with them. But we're still, right at this moment, the frequencies between the dimensions are still separating us. There's still that veil. What we're doing, what we're manifesting, what we're doing is helping. We are creating the beacons of light as light workers, using our intentions of healing, and Mother Earth is feeling it. Remember, we are connected to her as she is connected to us. We're made up of the same chemistry, we're the elements we share with her. We have this connection. We also have other DNA strands that are not of this planet that we are part of. So Earth is like a huge nursery to the universe. This is like ground zero for all life forms that have donated their DNA to create life here on Earth, within Earth, with all, let's look at those millions of varieties of plant life, of animal, insect world, human beings, the variety of human being alone. We all didn't come from one species. We're a multitude of species. So everyone has a part to play in keeping the nursery alive and going, because, yes, once we come out of this dimensional shift and reunite, man, it's like being invited back into the galactic worlds, like the Federation. Now, I'm not a real big proponent of the Galactic Federation, but I know it exists, and I know that there are not so nice forces that are a part of it that are still in service to self. Folks, this ego is not just earthbound, third dimensional. This ego is still taking place even in the heavens.
okay, and those, and there have been a lot of that broken ranks from these different councils, only because they don't think that we're ready, and they still want to, they have a vested interest in keeping us under control. Well, I'm sorry, but you know what? Source has final say so, and Source is stepping up saying, balance, balance, balance. It's over. It's party time. It's time to set Earth free. So, that's what we're going through, and I'm just doing my little aspect here as a shoemaker down here on planet Earth and providing the shoes for everybody, so to speak.
There you go.
As many as I can. Yeah. Oy.
So.
Okay.
That's good.
Hulk 33 says, newsflash, Dale, guy is shifting. We won't have to clean it up. She will. It will. It'll all be different afterwards. Yes, I agree with that statement, but I'm also open to the possibilities that everything, how this all is going to play out, I don't see it. I see that everyone, when this exactly goes down, the shift in the consciousness, I don't know. I'm kind of guessing that there needs to be some toxic cleanup before she can totally till the soil, so to speak. I can till her own soil, because there will still be some elements that need to be addressed before she can do it. How that's going to play, I can only imagine it's going to take some shifts with the kind of technology that they're using now for cleaning up some of the chemtrails. I know that they blast, I do know this, that they're blasting Mount Shasta daily, and they're doing it with a vengeance, with chemtrails, only to have it instantly disappear. Vortexes are, you're getting these swirls of vortexes that appear out of nowhere, and they're cleaning the skies up. So, when this goes down, and how this goes down, and at what speed, man, I don't know. I don't know. But I think everything that everyone has ever donated to what they know, it, you know, it's not going to go down in all one specific cookie cutter way. What about, what if all these possibilities are going to play out? You see what I'm saying?
Totally.
Yeah, there's no one way it's going to happen. I think it's all going to fit together. Everyone's got a piece of the puzzle right now. They're thinking, oh, no, it's only going to go down this way. Well, hold on, Remember what I said, be the chessboard, not the piece. Allow yourself, be neutral. Allow these energies and knowledge to come through you. And when you start learning how to find that stillness within you, that balance, your beliefs and your knowledge of what you know will start revealing itself. And that's when things really start flooding. And you're opening to your possibilities, which is leading me to where I'm going to Sedona and Mount Shasta. If I was still in 3D, I probably wouldn't be where I am right now. So it's
happening.
We're right in the middle of it. We are making the time up as we go. The December 21st was, in my opinion, the new calendar. The time for linear time at ground zero, starting day one, year one, hour one, minute one. We started creating a whole new time stream. We are not repeating history. And that is why, in my opinion, why some of this delay has been going on. Because there, like I said, there's some ego going on in the galactic forces, and they all want it. Some still want to maintain control, and others are like, look, you know what? It's going to happen. Get over it. And same with the cabal down here on the surface. They're all about delay, delay, delay. Well, at some point, it's going to hit the wall. And right now, no one can definitely say this is what's going to happen, because we're in a new time loop. We're creating a whole nother realm, reality. So a lot of this intentions that we have, a lot of the group, especially group meditations, are very vital to what is happening. They've actually, are coming out on YouTube with some of the scientific evidence to show that group meditations for the benefit of humanity and ending wars is indeed true. I don't know how they do it, but they have found they've used the internet in a way to get a sense of the atmosphere of the energy that's being produced through videos, and they come up with this complicated program that works like a spider bot, and they're finding, my God, when they do these known group meditations, when they know they're going to do them, they get this graph spits out like a week later. It'll spit out, oh my God, indeed, they were able to keep this from happening. So keep up the group meditations, folks. It's working.
Oh yeah, the GCP. I've had that on my website for quite a few years now. The Global Consciousness Project. They had random number generators set all over the world, and they could discover when the world was being more focused, there would be different particular readings, and when the world is sort of more chaotic, there'd be other readings, and you could. They gathered the statistical data from that, and then could then predict whether people were being focused or not, and it would show up on this graph, and it would change color. It's quite interesting.
Yeah. So I stay busy, man. I mean, I'm not that connected to the ones that these other sources that have been putting stuff out there. I've gone through shifts myself, so I've really limited myself just with the outside sources, because a lot of this is just has been coming to me through source. When you take that journey within and you start seeing things and you start experiencing things, I've only had one astral travel, but it was so profound. I don't need another one right now. I've seen enough to know what I know. Oh, and it's unlocked some of the energy and knowledge within, and it still is, and it's coming daily, hourly. Again, working with these crystals, with the healing rods right now, and the headbands, man, it's unlocking so much. And I'm also at peace with myself. I've been a very angry person for most of my life, and up until January 2012, wow, I really hit a crescendo with my anger, and I've learned how to be compassionate. I've let the compassion come out again, as it was when I was a kid. And I look at life, all life forms, even flies, as pesky as they may be at times, I honor it. You know, everything that's here has a purpose. And killing the bee, the wasp, I talk to them now instead of shooing them away. It's the programming that we've all been indoctrinated into to create the fear that we all have been living in. Well, when you start shedding the fear, what comes in? What is there to fill in its place? Well, it's love. Bill Hicks, the comedian that died back in 96, said it. There's two things that exist in love. You can love and fear and love. Calls it.
That's right, and fear is the one that creates the locks and the walls and the gates and the guns, and love doesn't need any of that stuff.
Yeah. So why do we need our banking? Why do we need to be reimbursed? And I understand what OPPT has been doing. Lisa Harrison, great job, by the way, guys. Heather Tucci, love you. All the other guys on there, great work. This is energy being done in a positive way. It's not about the money. It's about giving us our... It's taking matter. It's taking what we're value and giving it back to us. Now, what we want to do with that is, do you want the gold and be trapped into another monetary system? Or would you rather take that investment and be set free once and for all and claim it to yourself, to be energetically and physically set free of the bonds that connect you to this reality? I say, yeah. Hell yeah. I'd love to get out of a dwelling. I'd love not to be able to eat to survive, rather to eat for pleasure. Have that light infused crystalline-based atomic structure body? Yeah. Hey, man. I've got 250 pounds of fat I'd like to slip out of. You know, is it going to go down? I don't know. I haven't been shown that yet, but I'd like to think it might happen. So, yeah, we'll see. Yeah. Freedom. Set my people free.
Way down in old Egypt land. Here we are on Wolf Spirit Radio, a listener-supported station. Please click the donate button as many times as you can during the evening. And please help us keep the whole thing going, because it only works. We don't have any commercials. Imagine listening to all this time, allowing the subjects to really flow out and become a real thing, rather than being snapped up into 8-minute segments. Isn't it great? Give us dollars.
And travel after that talk I just had. Now we're back to money again, but yes, indeed, we're still here, folks. So
I donate money. I hit that donate button. Now listen, if it doesn't work here on the chat, go to the home page, and that one does work. Then there's an issue with this one on the chat page, but yeah, I do. You know, it takes money to keep the website up, because Dave has to pay the webmaster.
Yeah, well, somebody's got to pay for the hosting, and the it's $50 a month to run the radio. That's what the stream costs.
Well, he's got all that equipment, too, that's generating an immense amount of drain on the power bill, so he's got quite a hefty power bill to pay every month, too.
Yeah.
He's got a whole studio in addition to the house.
Yeah. Well, this is what I'm doing as well, you see. This is what I'm doing here, and and so that's why we're asking to spread the load a little bit. Maybe just taking the stream one day a week would be a really good thing. And if we could have that, you know, we could send the stream around the world. It doesn't have to be anywhere. Even if they've got internet on the moon, we could do it. You know, but it's basically you need somebody who's got.
Why doesn't he put up like a pledge drive every week, that what he needs for the week up there at the top of the chat, like they do over on Rev Radio. That way the people get kind of goal-oriented, and they can see, you know, kind of like a thermometer of how much has been donated and how much is still needed for the end of the week.
That
is a cool thing, because then people can see what their donations are, you know, how they're being affected. Dave, I don't know, you may not be listening.
Probably not listening.
You might want to check into, brother.
Yeah, so there you go. Fundraising ideas. Good idea, Dale. Good idea. And actually, what it is that it's the less we become attached to money, the more we can probably generate it if it's needed. You know, because it's not about one's no longer desperate for it, and when you're not desperate for something, it tends to come along.
Well, you know. What did we do before money? Let's take it a step further. What did the Talosians do for money?
That's more like it.
What did the worlds do for money? What are they doing right now that they've been doing for millennium? They barter and trade. Some places you don't even have that. You have a central... Think of it like... let me put it to you in other words on the surface here. Let's just say that big cities are gone bye-bye, and you have a whole lot of hamlets, a whole lot of villages scattered everywhere, right? And you can create industries, or not even an industry. This is more like doing like what I'm doing.
Yeah, cottage industry. Craft.
But you have everybody that grows the garden. Everybody contributes to the garden. You may have a central building in the square, or in the town, or in the hamlet, that everybody brings their wares to. And because we won't be limited to third dimensional seasonal changes, the fruits and vegetables will be picked daily and delivered, you know, I'm assuming every day or every morning to the central place, and people will be able to come and donate and carry out what they need for that day's meal.
Bring what you have, take what you need. Yeah, it's very simple. There is a lovely thing that they have up here in the local Findhorn community, which is an intentional community. It's been running for 50 years now. And they have this little house called a boutique. They call it the boutique. And what people do is all the clothes that they don't want, they send along to the boutique. And, so you know, a group of volunteers, they kind of... they brush them down, hang them up, put the clothes on hangers or whatever it is, bric-a-brac, you know, old lights and desk lamps and things like that, shoes. And you can basically, you can go there. And if you sometimes you go out and you've ruined your clothes, you've been on the beach and you're completely wet and, you know, you've got a dinner date or something like that, you can dash into the boutique and put on a whole bunch of new clothes. You could even leave your old ones there, but there's that level of trust and fluidity in it. You can, you know, you could, you know, take a whole bunch of stuff and then, you know, a few days later you can bring some of your old clothes in. It's that level of trust, and it's a similar idea. In fact, I'd say Findhorn is quite a lot along that kind of lines. That's what they're trying to be. They don't always manage it, but that's what we're talking about. It's a low-level community. No high-rise buildings, no great industrialization, and people doing their thing.
Well, one of the technologies that's been shared is that during this transitional time between... And this could go down at any time, folks. I mean, who knows what's going to happen here towards the end of the month. But it has been shared through Sheldon Idle that these food replicators are not just for food, but there's also replicators. And once these come online, they'll be able to produce everything from clothing to furniture to even a home just by putting your thought of what it is you wish to see manifested, and these machines will produce it. So having a clothes closet will not be needed. You'll simply wear the clothing for that day, toss it back into the replicator, and then it will reformat it back into non-material matter. Food, the same way. You get the dishes, everything. There will be no need for dishwashing. Hey, ladies.
Ladies,
you need to lay the table, lay the dinner, and you send everything right back to, even the dirty tablecloth, right back to the replicator, and boop, it's gone.
What was the thing that David Wilcock said about these things is that the replicators make you food, but the food doesn't make you fat. It makes you better. It makes you thinner.
Baby,
give me some of that. I definitely want some of that. Imagine a cake that you could eat that tastes just like cake, felt like taste it went down cake as it went down your throat, but actually was made of Brussels sprouts.
Yeah, Zora has talked about this too. He goes, Dale, the day's coming when you can go to the food replicator, you can order yourself... You can order up a porterhouse steak, the thickest steak and the smelliest and most scrumptious steak you ever wanted. It'll look, smell, taste, feel like a steak. But what it will do, it is not meat, but it's something that mimics meat, and it will literally detox your body and keep it elevated it'll start raising your vibration, and it'll keep you in a higher vibration. It'll detox the organs. It will enhance the healing properties within the bodies going through the change. So that's why I'm thinking this stuff that when disclosure happens, it's going to be the start of the energetic change, because a lot of this technology, that's when this stuff is going to hit the streets. And I think just by using these devices, the food replicators and the replicators, stopping oil exploration and harvesting altogether, we're actually creating the change. We're creating the shift, and then we're riding the wave along with the energetic. We're working in symbiotic relationship with the earth.
Oh yeah,
spiritually. So,
our actions are creating an action in her as well as her within us. So it's working side by side. It's working with our star brothers and sisters together again, once again, into shedding this density, shedding these bodies, or repairing the bodies to the point in a very loving, gentle way, gentle with the G, in a way to where it will be done slow enough that we'll be able to be caught up to speed. And then, you know what? If we get a blast of energy one day and we wake them and like, oh man, it's all looks so different. Where did the house go? Well, then we'll know. And again, this is to be done in a very loving, gentle way, not to promote fear, but to start shedding it.
It's nothing like the movies have shown so far, so far.
Because the movies are there to make us fear. That's what the whole flicker frequency thing and everything.
That's the idea behind the movies. That's one of the missions that I've been here to do as an observer, is to observe through media how the clues that are hidden within the storylines, I've always been able to peg them and pull them out of that and share. A lot of us that, you know, that are not aware of this, they don't get the meaning. Well, that's where you get movies like Star Wars that have been showing us these clues that these beings do exist, like Chewbacca. Well, what is Chewbacca? He's Bigfoot. He comes from another planet. Well, I got a guy that lives right here in the same space I do. His name is Thomas Hughes. I live in his backyard. He is connected. Not only is he connected to the Sasquatch, but he is a part of the Sasquatch. He has DNA that is.
Smells like a Sasquatch.
I know beyond a shadow of a doubt. He has Sasquatch DNA embedded within his human body. Guy stands 6'7", and he, man, I tell you, he has connection. I hear him talk to him. I sense him around here at times. You know, they do make their way around. The hairy folk, they're here, and they are human-like. There's evidence coming out. Dr. Melba Ketchum came out here in Texas, and she put her livelihood on the line here. And, man, she's fighting. She's saying, no, my science is correct. And so it's all coming apart. So it's all coming out. Truth is finally coming out and on all facets, on all realms. And it's wonderful. It's great. I'm in the ride. We're all in the ride for our lives. And what a life it's going to be. I kind of sense we're taking our bodies with us. Whatever this shift of realities, it's we get to take these containers, these vessels that we dwell in with us. They get to change. Get to change for the better.
What I like is, the ability, I think, we'll be able to choose to form a little bit more about what we look like. I hope that's what they keep telling me, that I don't have to look like this little gnome anymore, and assume my natural form, which I believe is over 6 feet tall with blonde hair.
See, you could talk to the animals and they could talk to you. I was, remember when I took that actual trip down there into Hollow Earth, and I was like an orb. And I can remember one instance now. This just came back to me because I've kind of forgotten a lot of it. But we're just looking at the fruit. The fruit was talking to me, and it was saying, eat me, eat me, eat me. And I'm like, what? Did you just say eat me? Well, of course, eat me. That's what I'm here for. When you consume me, I become a part of you. I'm like, oh, snap.
Aw, that's lovely.
Yeah. So it's like, I'm not dying. I'm living within you. I'm adding to you, and you are adding to me. Eat me. I'm like, oh, okay. Wow. I still remember the taste. It's like, think of like a, if I could take a raspberry, blueberry, some other kind of berry you've never tasted, put it all together, mash it together, and it looks like an orange.
I can almost taste that. I got this deep blue color, and some of the flavors there. Interesting. Mm-hmm. So, food that asks you to eat it.
You know, I was talking to you, and they look at you like, dude, what are you doing here? I'm like, I don't know. I was just up on the surface thing. I wanted to see a ship in the sky, and I'm here. And he goes, and I said, no, I ended up down here. And he goes, well, welcome. Have a nice trip. That's like cool, man. That was like from a. It was a saber-toothed tiger, and it was huge. Saber-toothed tiger, man. Yeah, his tusks were almost dragging the ground. He had to hold his head up a little bit, not too much, but you know.
Surely he wasn't that hungry.
No, man. I mean, there is no cannibalism. None of that down there.
Yeah. So
none of that. That's
so you could curl up with him like a cat.
Eat with everything. Yeah, there is no eating of the flesh at all. None. Zero. Zilch. Everybody eats fruit, vegetables. There's very little grain, a lot of nuts. Yeah.
Sounds nice.
That's why we still, you know, we're going to have the ability to stay on the surface. What I don't, you know, and again, here, I don't have all the answers. So this whole transition of the Earth, obviously... What I will share is this, that Zoraya has said, actually Zora said this, his father that spoke through him, that he does this quite often. Zora has said that everything that man has made will melt back into the earth. Oh, I'm like, okay, Zora, well, you care to digress on that? It will simply vanish and return to the earth. I'm like, so at the time that he said this, of course, I was still attached to fear in a lot more ways. So I'm thinking catastrophic, right? You know, when you say words like melt back into the earth, I'm visioning, you know, the lava pouring over the countryside and, you know, decimating the cities. No, he didn't say that. And I said, so will it be as if the atomic structure of matter that of the buildings and things that men have made will literally disintegrate and turn to ash? And he goes, yes, very much like that. I'm like, oh, well, wait a minute. They just made a movie about this not too long ago with Keanu Reeves in it. What was the name of that movie? Oh, it's a couple years old now. What's that one he played with an alien that manifests into a human being?
Oh, really?
Oh, geez, what was the name of that movie? Somebody tell me what that name of that movie was. Something about... it's a remake of a really old film. The Day the Earth Stood Still? Now, was that it?
All right, really? Okay.
It's a Keanu Reeves movie. I can't remember. Somebody in chat knows it. Where's Free Cybern when we need him? Come on, Free. Oh, darn it. I can't think of the name of the movie right now, but it showed...
I bet Seven would know.
It showed these nano insects that could replicate themselves, and they literally just decimated everything that man had made, and it literally just turned to ash. Things were just, I mean, literally, they were consuming everything man made. It was crazy. They showed this semi-truck. They come up behind it, and this swarm just literally chewed this thing clean into non-existent. And even the human flesh, too. And I'm thinking, you know, I'm like, oh, crap, is that how I'm going out? No. But it'll be something very close like that. The molecular structure will release that holds matter together that man has made, and it will return to the earth.
Dust to dust.
Okay. Oh, ash to ashes, dust to dust. There we go. Man, there's a euphemism that's coming to play.
Oh, yeah. Well, I create loads of ash, burning, you know, have a wood stove. I'm really in touch with ashes. I've got bags of them. I think, what the heck do I do with all these ashes? It's full of nails from pallet boards that I've burned. You know, so I'm going to have to get magnets and filters and stuff like that. Anyway, that might...
Thank you. Oh, yeah, he said the day the earth stood still. That was it.
The day the earth stood still. Right. Thanks very much. Yeah, Hulk would know. All right, well, I'll have to watch that then.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. That's another one on the list.
What's wrong, Angel? Huh? What's that? My little pup.
Oh, I was just going to say you have a companion there.
Yeah, she's 18 years old, still going.
Well, I have a one-year-old husky Malamute cross coming to stay with me for the next week.
Oh, wow.
If I haven't torn my hair out by the roots by Friday, we will be happy. But it's my girlfriend's dog. This is the old story. You know, the girlfriend leaves the dog with you. What happens when you leave the girlfriend's dog with the boyfriend for a week?
Get attached to it?
Nick, well, no. Mayhem happens. Haven't you heard all the stories?
Well, that's what you want to manifest to see the dog do. Then you go have fun with that.
Yeah, or
talk to the dog. Say, all right, listen, pal. Let's have an agreement together. You don't chew, and I feed you. Don't chew up the furniture and destroy my house, and I will feed you. How about that? Make an agreement. Stay neutral.
That's very good. That's very good.
Thomas does it with his dogs in here. Oh, it's a hoot. Ruby is half greyhound and half bull mastiff. She's like a full-grown puppy, and I think she's like, you know, a foot long. She flops her head down. She starts itching herself on the back. You know, she's like laying like a dog does, rolling around in the grass. But she gets the cycling her back legs, and she brings her head up, and she smacks her head into the ground. Well, she'll do it up here on the deck, and I started to say, yep, there's a nail. Pound that nail in there, Ruby. Because she's got a head that's like an anvil. I mean, it's hard as stone.
Some dogs haven't got that.
Up over and pound them nails back in.
So, Dale. So, it's been a real laugh to have you on. Very informative. I really enjoy talking crystals and stuff with people who do similar things to what I do. And swapping ideas. And... Have you had Jack on the show?
No, I don't know who Jack is.
Jack 523. He's a rare listener, but he's a quiet contributor. And one day we'll get him. He knows his stuff with crystals, by the way, how to program them and all that sort of stuff. So he's really good with that. And anyway, thank you very much for being on the show. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you for being patient during all my as usual mess ups. This has been Ever Beyond. This is Wolf Spirit Radio. Yeah, that's the one. See? Can't even hit the right button. Night, everybody. Beyond.